Be still and know. In the book of Isaiah, we read that God instructs and teaches the plowman. What, you might say, God instructing the plowman and teaching him how to farm? You are accustomed to the idea that God instructs the preacher in the things that relate to the sanctuary, but perhaps you are not so accustomed to the idea that he likewise instructs the plowman in the things that relate to the field. Columnist John R. Gunn writes that God is not only the God of painters and poets and philosophers and of priests and prophets. He is also the God of the plowman, the man at the workbench, the man behind the counter, the man at the desk, the man in the everyday walks of life. God is God of all, even the humblest toiler, that waits upon him to instruct him and give him insight into what relates to his calling. God is not to be shut out from any sphere of our everyday life and everyday affairs. He is equally present in every sphere, and in every sphere, his help is needed. You need his help, his instruction and guidance, whether you're a preacher or a plowman, a poet or a prophet. And wherever your calling takes you, whether to the field or sanctuary, the shop or the library, the cloister or the studio, you will find him there. Then wait for his teaching, listen to his prompting, and follow his direction in every situation, even in the most trivial matters. Soon, whatever your work may be, you will find new pleasure in it and new joy in your every accomplishment. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Isaiah. Doth the plowman plow all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him.